Friends, during our early service about this time, our new secretary, Laurie Swain, realized we're at near the end of our T-ball season for the Grace UMC Rockhound, so she put a shameless plug up on the screen behind me that said, Tuesday is our last game, make sure you don't miss it. So, shameless plug, that's what we saw, that's what I'm sharing with you. We're in the kind of the middle of a series called The Home Run Life, and we're looking at these four words that begin with the capital, or begin with C, that correlate to the four bases on a baseball diamond. We began with the first Sunday in the series, we talked about home plate and how everything has to start at home plate, which is connecting with God, always staying connected in love with God. And then after that, we traipse over to first base, and first base is also extremely important because that has to do with ourselves, and that's character. So connecting with God and character, we define a large part of character as loving the you that God sees and God loves. Loving the you that God, like loving yourself like God loves you. And then we have C today, community is second base, and love others as you love yourself. We're going to get to third base next Sunday, and that's competence. Love what you do as you live out your unique God-given calling. I'm excited by that one. The guy who's going to be your preacher, I'm not preaching next Sunday. The guy who's preaching, his name is Forrest Teague. So sounds like young Mr. Teague, Reverend Teague, has been out of the practice of preaching over on campus. He's been out of the local church for a little while, and he's going to start again preaching in Northern Virginia in July. So we're going to give him a little practice, and he's young and he's inexperienced, so we're going to give him a lot of grace like you've given me, right? Okay. So competence, and then we find our way back to home plate where we find completeness. We do everything for God's glory as we strive for Christian maturity. So as we rounded first base last week at character, we, remember, learn to love ourselves like God loves us. And today we find ourselves headed to second base. Anybody remember what I said it was just a moment ago? Community. There you go. And it's really interesting, you know, there's always that little quip, you know, there's no I in team, but if you think about it, playing baseball is a lot like living the Christian life, in that while it is solely our responsibility, our life is, we cannot have a truly home run life, we cannot win if we're trying to do it all by ourselves. In 1 Corinthians 13, those beautiful, beautiful words that we just, from Paul that Stephen just read, we hear these words. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all that I possess to the poor, give over my body to hardships that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. And as I hear Paul talking about these wonderful qualities that God could give to people, the faith that can move a mountain and being able to speak in the tongues of men and angels and to change people's hearts. If we can do all of that, if someone was so well equipped by God to make a difference in the world, it's like being that star home run batter on the team. But without love, none of that really matters to God and God's kingdom, because without that, then we're not going to lovingly use those gifts that God has given us. I did some statistical research, and you know, a good average batting average for the entire MLB, Major League Baseball, is somewhere around 250 to 275. That's like one hit every four at-bats. 250, 275. And you go like, really? I thought it'd be higher. Oh no, that's pretty low. Actually, it's really good. And then I said, well, I wonder what the average home run to at-bat ratio is. And I couldn't find that. But I found the very best home run to at-bat ratio was 1 out of 13. That's 7%. That's, if you take talking about it like a batting average, that's a, hey, my, the very best home run average is 7. Not 255, not 275, it's 7. Is it any wonder why hitting home runs isn't the only criteria for why people are drafted and chosen to play on our teams? Now, we like to see people hit home runs, and those people are very popular, they get paid a whole lot, but a team cannot win with just long ball hitters. We need each other to be a good team for each of us to win at the game of life. Yesterday, some of us went up to Williamsburg United Methodist Church. Bishop Weaver, our interim bishop, was having a discussion about our continuing way forward and what the Judicial Council has ruled and trying to help inform us, but also to take questions. And he's a great preacher, by the way, and he uses a lot of humor. And one of the quotes that he kind of, it's a pseudo-quote, a quasi-quote, that he threw out, I wrote it down in my notebook, went something like this. He quoted Bonhoeffer by saying, I belong to you, and you belong to me, because we belong to Jesus. And he was talking about the fact that we belong to each other regardless of differences of theologies or life experiences or whatever. If we are in Christ and we are a new creation, we belong to each other simply because Christ is what brings us together. I belong to you. I decided to look up, you know, the actual quote, and I really like Bonhoeffer's statement here. He says, our community with one another consists solely in what Christ has done to both of us. Or I would say all of us. Our community with one another, people of grace, consists solely in what God has done to us. He didn't say for us, but I think the for is included in the two. What Christ has done to us, saved us, given us the experiences, given us this unity and this union that we have. And so we are a team, and because we are a team, we can help one another to win by living home run lives. It's not so much that we need each other, that is very true, but it goes beyond that. We not only need one another, we need to be loving one another to hit home run lives. And sometimes when it comes to loving one another, it requires a little personal sacrifice. Jesus said in Matthew 22, again, you just heard these words read by Stephen, but he says that we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. That's the number one. That's home plate. That's standing right here, connecting with God and staying in love with God. Love the Lord your God with what? All your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. We sing this at Vacation Bible School in times with the kids, and we're making these little motions like all your strength and all your mind and all your heart. Bishop Weaver also said yesterday that someone says, how can you talk about unity when we're not unified? How can we have differences of opinion? And he says, someone may say I'm a hypocrite, and I say I am. I know that we're all striving to follow Jesus with all of our heart. Now, he didn't say this part. All of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. And sometimes we fail. We're not so good at it. That's what grace is all about. But Jesus says, love the Lord your God. That's the number one. That's home plate. With all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. And then he says, and the second commandment is nearly as great. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. So home plate is love God. Second plate is love your neighbor, but you have to go to first plate first and learn to love yourself as God loves you. See how it just fits into place. Very simple things, sometimes very hard to live out, but they can add up to that home run life. In college baseball, if you look back over the last 5 years, there's been like three national champions in college baseball, I believe. And one thing that someone's discovered is the fact that they have made a big shift. The top college baseball teams have moved away from trying to be imitators of the major league ball teams. They used to require their athletes to really work out and to pump up and strive for long balls, be long ball hitters. A lot of home runs, a lot of triples and doubles. And then someone led the way and said, this isn't quite getting the job done. And they call that gorilla ball, by the way, hitting the long balls, big hitters. They said, we need to do something. And they started playing the short game. They played short ball. And they rediscovered the art of the bunt. Y'all know what a bunt is? Does everybody know what a bunt is, right? That's when you really don't swing the bat. You square around and you kind of tap the ball as lightly as you can so it dribbles. And the whole purpose of the bunt is it's a sacrifice. You make a sacrifice. You're going to get out. No way you're going to run to first base before the catcher or the pitcher or the third baseman or the first baseman gets the ball and throws you out. It doesn't happen. But you're making